Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I wrote this community comment in 2005 about the statue of McKinley in Arcata. The town of Adams, Massachusetts, just celebrated the 100th anniversary of the unveiling of their statue of former President William McKinley, but here our statue has been placed under citizen arrest and is facing eviction. I remember going to HSU in the early 70s. We'd grab a sandwich and a beer at the Plaza Gourmet, go sit on the lawn and wonder who McKinley was and why was his statue not in McKinleyville. Now remember, in the 70s, children used to play on the plaza, families picnicked there. Things were different in the 70s. Anyway, the citizen who wants the statue moved points out that, among other things, McKinley provoked a war under false pretenses and is a poor symbol for the city, let alone our country. Some people criticize the Arcata City Council's actions as symbolic. Well, a statue is a symbol, and symbols are important, and some people criticize the council, saying they should spend their time on something more important. I think that logic is flawed. Using that logic, shouldn't you turn off the radio and get back to work? Or if you're driving, wouldn't your time be better spent listening to a foreign language tape? Even if you disagree with the Arcata City Council, they are hardworking, productive, and seem to conduct plenty of other business. The dilemma of the McKinleyville statues brought out some great creative thinkers. In a past edition of the North Coast Journal, Rick St. Charles wrote an excellent opinion piece. Rick points out that if the statue were removed, the resulting hole would probably just fill up with drummers. And he cautions against selling the statue on eBay. It would cost too much to ship it to the buyer. Rick suggests reframing, thinking of the statue in a different way. Don't think of it as a racist warmonger president. Think of the statue as a vegan activist. My friend John Murray wrote a great letter to the editor. John points out most of us can't tell the difference between many of the nondescript presidents. Could you pick Taft out of a lineup? So John says, why not just rename the statue for some other president? Replacing the plaque is relatively inexpensive. John says he's received support for that idea. One person suggested calling the statue Grover Cleveland. President Cleveland was a Democrat who opposed the Spanish-American War. Cleveland lost the 1888 election, even though he received a majority of the popular votes. That would be a much more fitting symbol of Arcata now, wouldn't it? I do support trading with McKinleyville. Put the statue in McKinleyville, put the totem pole in the middle of the plaza. Or trade with Harper's Ford, put the merry-go-round in the plaza. So here's my other inexpensive solution. McKinley now faces west, the direction associated with conquest and national expansion. Why not just spin him around to face the east, the direction associated with spiritual enlightenment? From 2005, that was Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.